This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 17th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is setting on a warm evening across Israel. Temperatures are comfortable in Tel Aviv, and it's a clear night in Jerusalem. A pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah's deputy leader vows to expel Israel as former President Trump suggests Syria could take on Hezbollah in Lebanon. This comes from Ynet just over half an hour ago. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the U.S. and Iran might sign a ceasefire deal as soon as tonight, aiming to open the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, Walla warns that Syria's treatment of Hezbollah could pose new challenges in Lebanon following Trump's recent comments. Separately, JNS reports that United Hatzalah's New York Gala honored Ron Dermer with the Hero of Israel Award, highlighting the organization's impact on national resilience. And finally, JTA notes that North Americans are most likely to move to Israel in the summer, with a recent New Jersey event sending off 450 new immigrants. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel shared minutes ago that Hezbollah is expecting a significant cash boost from Iran if the deal with the U.S. is sealed. Jonathan Schanzer, a commentator, highlighted his recent podcast appearance discussing the regional developments. Eisenberg criticized the reporting from Gaza, suggesting local journalists exaggerated civilian casualties in recent conflicts. Let's go deeper, starting with Hezbollah's recent declarations. The group's deputy leader, Naeem Qassem, spoke earlier about the U.S.-Iran memorandum, claiming it signifies a shift in the regional power balance. Ynet reports that this statement coincided with Trump's remarks about Syria potentially managing Hezbollah, which he believes could alter security dynamics in Lebanon. The implications for Israel's security environment are significant, with potential changes in regional alliances. Turning to the potential U.S.-Iran ceasefire deal, the Jerusalem Post indicates that if the agreement is signed tonight, it would lead to the release of the full text, including specifics about the Strait of Hormuz. This development could ease tensions in a critical maritime corridor, impacting global oil markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, Walla highlights concerns within Israel's security establishment over Syria's possible actions against Hezbollah. Trump's support for the al-Julani regime adds tension, as it could complicate Israel's strategic calculations in Lebanon. The situation demands careful monitoring to prevent escalation. In other news, JNS covered United Hatzalah's New York event, where Ron Dermer received the Hero of Israel Award. The organization plays a pivotal role in emergency response, underscoring its importance in Israel's national resilience. Lastly, as reported by JTA, North Americans are increasingly moving to Israel during the summer months. An Aliyah party in New Jersey recently celebrated the departure of 450 new immigrants. This trend reflects growing connections between Jewish communities in North America and Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Next Vision insiders have cashed out $200 million in a share sale. The drone camera maker sees increased interest from foreign institutions seeking exposure to Israel's defense tech sector. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the consumer price index fell by 0.3%, with housing prices on the decline. Data from May suggests annual inflation is at a manageable 1.9%, aligning with the Bank of Israel's targets. And finally, Globes notes a bidding war for Shikun and Binui Energy between Keystone and Generation Capital. Keystone Fund's recent offer of NIS 4.35 billion follows Generation's earlier bid of NIS 4. 2 billion. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.